أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا. اللهم أنفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. آمين يا رب. We will look at the tafsir of Surah Al-Asr. This is a Makkan surah. Its number in Revelation is 13, but in the Mus'haf, it is numbered 113. This is that surah the companions would recite regularly. Whenever two people would meet, they would not part until they recited Surah Al-Asr in front of each other. They would remind each other. So these were two companions who did this. In it is a reminder for believers and other people, which should be recited again and again. In it is the formula for saving oneself. This is why Imam Shafi'i said, "This surah is very comprehensive in regards to guidance." It was said that for guidance of man, even this surah was sufficient, if nothing else was revealed from the Quran, and only if this one surah was sent down, then this surah was enough for the guidance. Then he said, if people read this surah with contemplation, then it would be enough to reform a person's dunya and deen. So if anyone wants guidance, this surah would be sufficient for them, because it is a very comprehensive surah. It is a short surah, but has great depth. The surah begins with an oath. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wal Asr. By the time, or the time of Asr. If it is taken to be the time of Asr, then this time is an important time from the entire day and night. As this time is the last from the hours of the day. As the day departs, it could also refer to Salatul Asr, which is called Salatul Wusta. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for one whose Asr Salah was missed, it is as if the person's family and wealth all perished. The time of Fajr and time of Asr is when the angels of the day and night assemble, and those who were with the person from the night, they return back to Allah at the time of Fajr. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the angels, in what condition did they leave his slave? Even while Allah already knows, but they testify and say, when we came, he was praying, and when we left, he was still engaged in prayer. So Asr is one of the times when the shift of angel changes. The angels, who will remain with the person all night, come down at this time. And the ones who were with the person from the time of Fajr, they leave. Also about Salatul Asr, it is heavy on people, as people are occupied with their work. And this is the full peak of the day. So leaving their task and praying, it is usually difficult for people to do. If Asr was taken to mean a period of time, this is passing of the days and the nights. So Allah takes an oath by it, and it is an oath by the time that passes quickly. The meaning of word Asr is for a fast wind. So the time that is passing quickly is just another meaning. In this surah, we are given a standard of success and loss. Where the success lies, we learn that if a person does certain four things which are to be mentioned, will be successful. Otherwise, there is only failure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears and mentions a main point in the next ayah. Innal insana lafi khusr. Indeed, the human being is surely in Allah. This is the main fact. The next ayahs mention the exception. Al-insan refers to all of humans, whether believers, disbelievers, hypocrites. It can be all the who are in Allah. First, an oath was taken for emphasis. Then it is said, indeed, leaving no doubts. Then, lafi, again emphasis with the la indicating surely. Here, there are three emphases made three times. And with these three emphases, what does Allah tell us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears that all of mankind is in a state of loss. For example, if a person is given news of great financial loss in his investments, how would he feel? Here, the creator and the sustainer of the universe swears that all of mankind is in a loss. Man is shaken by this and should cause him to tremble and wonder, what loss is he facing and how can he save himself from this loss? If a person has even a little bit of faith or iman and has even a little bit of yaqeen that these are the words of Allah, then these ayahs are enough to shake man and make him extremely worried. Then this will affect his heart and would make him contemplate his loss and how he could save himself from this loss. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears and informs all of mankind that they are in a loss. How do we learn this? Time is testimony, and is calling and saying, as an oath is taken by this time of us, time of the declining day. Each passing day calls us and tells us that mankind is in a loss. Its proof is mentioned on passing of ages and the swift passing of time. It proves that man is losing. How do we know that we are facing loss? Do we even realize that we are facing losses by the passing of time? And loss of what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that all of mankind is in loss. If we see how man came in this world for only a fixed amount of time, we learn even the hours, the minutes, and seconds of his life are fixed. For example, someone may have come for an appointed time of 1,101 day, 4 hours, and 2 seconds. We believe in this. The life of every person is written. His time of death is fixed for him. So every person has a fixed time for his life. It cannot be added. As every minute passes, is his life increasing or decreasing? The hours, the minutes, the seconds, are they increasing or decreasing? They are decreasing. Therefore, man is in loss. And what is his loss? His life is decreasing and decreasing continuously. Man came into this world to make an investment, and for every investment, capital is given. Man uses his capital and trades with it. What is our capital? The days of our life. And we have to use them for trade. Otherwise, this capital is getting decreased more and more as time passes. And if we do not invest it, while it is becoming less and less, and if a person invests it somewhere, he will get the profit. This is because of his investment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compensate for his loss and will give profit when man will use his capital to invest. And a person must invest to save himself from a loss. Allah will compensate for his losses. For example, if a man who was granted a life of 70 years, each passing day is reducing his life by one day. When 2 days pass, it is reduced by 2 days. The day a person is born his countdown begins, such as kids playing hide and seek. Countdown 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Similarly is the countdown of our life. One day it will end. Therefore we are in a loss. This is why a poet said that this life is a name for some counted breaths. When one breath passes, then some part of life goes. So whether it is days or breaths, with every breath, some part of our life is gone, and we are in a loss. So by this quick passing of time, we can testify how time is passing quickly. Ramadan after Ramadan come and go. Subhanallah. This Ramadan has passed too. So this passing time tells us our countdown is happening quickly. But man doesn't value it. He is in a state of loss. And he does not invest where he needs to. How many among us realize that time is more valuable than money? We can compare time to a pot with a hole in it. The water drips out drop by drop. We can say it is only a drop, but drop by drop the pot empties. As every minute, every hour passes, the life of a person comes to an end. So all of mankind is in a loss. As time passes, our capital is only decreasing, not increasing. If a businessman has $70,000, and if every day he is losing a part of it, would he be in a loss or a benefit? So our capital is time appointed to us, which is only decreasing. We have to put in a profitable business from which we can earn Jannah. As a trader races to invest his money so he can reap from his profits. If a person holds on to his capital and does not invest it, it will end one day. Therefore, he must invest it in a profitable trade. Every morning when a person wakes up, he uses his capital of life and invests it in a trade. We invest ourselves. Some from this trade, they free themselves from loss, and others who destroy themselves. As every morning when a person wakes up, he makes an investment. Some invest in a profitable trade and earn Jannah from it, and they free themselves from the hellfire, and some who only invest in loss. When the person spends his day in useless things, we learn from a beautiful example of a shop owner who sells ice. What is his success? A pious person once said, I learned the meaning of this ayah from a seller of ice. What is success for this person when he sells his ice as soon as he can and in exchange get cash? This is his success, turning the ice into cash. The longer the ice remains with him, what happens? It starts to melt and become less and less. Similarly, time left for a person is getting less and less. If he doesn't sell it quickly for his Lord and doesn't cash it, then life would pass anyway, as ice continues to melt. No matter how a person spends his life, it will pass. So either a person uses it thinking or sleeping or sitting in front of TV, our capital is constantly getting decreased. No matter what we do with it, we cannot say, I'm sleeping now, so I will turn off the clock. So time doesn't pass. This cannot be done. No matter how a person spends his life, it passes. So many days of life pass just like that. People become sick or they travel about. So this passing time is a testimony. The history of man is testimony that very few of mankind were safe from this loss. If they did things for sending ahead, only then they were safe. Otherwise, everything else is a loss. What we learn from this is that mankind should hasten to cash in his capital. before the capital finishes. We see people celebrate birthdays while years of their life are decreasing. Akbar al-Abadi said, "Those celebrating birthdays, they rejoice that they added one more year in their life, while in reality they should grieve that they lost one year from their life." When someone faces a loss, do they feel happy or do they get worried? While this is a loss, not a matter of celebration. As a child grows older every day, his countdown has begun. The Quran reminds us this reality while we celebrate. It has lessened a person 1 year of his life. Did the person invest in the right place in that 1 year, or did they just waste it? People do not realize this reality. Whoever is intelligent realizes the reality and will not ask if it is halal to celebrate birthdays. Remember Surah Al-Asr, which reminds us that we are all in a state of loss. Every passing day and every passing year is reducing our life, and mankind is in heedlessness. As we learn in Surah Al-Haqq Mustakathur, man is spending life in heedlessness and incurring his losses. If a person keeps on procrastinating and puts off repentance or self-reform for tomorrow, then they should know this capital is slipping from their hands. This capital was to be used to invest every moment. This is a very expensive capital that we have, this time of our life. If anyone has capital to invest, they do not want to waste it. As a business person knows how precious and valuable it is and does not waste it. In a hadith, it is mentioned that do not wish for death, as some people say, in extreme stressful situations. I wish I was dead. The Prophet ﷺ prohibited from asking for this because this life is very valuable and it will never be granted again. The life after death, we need this capital of life to make this life after death one of ultimate success and enjoyment, and to save oneself from the punishment. This can only happen when we put this capital to use, only then. But if we lose it, then how will we be safe there if we did not cash it and let it go to waste? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made suicide unlawful. This is because Allah granted such a big blessing of life, and this blessing of life is our capital. Those who give up this life, instead of investing it, they melt it with fire. They could have had their akhirah with it. They could have earned Jannah and could have saved themselves from the fire. So we should not get frustrated with this life and cannot consider it useless. We must invest it, which is a big blessing. The Prophet ﷺ said, "The best person is one who is granted a long life and he spends it in earning good deeds." This long age is a big capital for this person as he put it to use. So the first lesson of this surah, this time of life is a big blessing. We cannot waste it in carelessness and in useless things, but spend it wisely, just as one counts each coin and invests in something beneficial. Yes, Allah has given rights of every soul, such as sleeping, eating, and drinking, but cannot make that the purpose. Even spending time with family and fulfilling their rights becomes a worship. But there is a balance if we want to be safe from loss. When a person sees his monetary losses, he gets stressed for the loss, while he is facing loss of time of life and has no worry. It is said that one can buy 1 ounce of gold with money, but cannot buy 1 ounce of time with money. We can buy 1 ounce of gold, but not even 1 ounce of time. When someone's time is up, They will beg for 1 hour, 1 minute, or even 1 second, to even just to give advice to someone. But when that time comes, it will not be granted, not even 1 second. Even if he gives the wealth of this world, he will not get 1 moment back of his life. So we have to value it. We value things more. Well, waste this life in useless things, and consider it invaluable and lose it. While if someone sheds 1 tear of repentance, can extinguish the seas of hellfire. When one repents, they can be saved from the punishments of the hellfire. Or we can say Subhanallah and fill the scales of good deeds. But how much do we lose? So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala states, it is a loss for everyone. The word Al-Insan includes all disbelievers and believers. What is the remedy for one who has faced losses thus far? How can they be successful in their hereafter? There is one way to save oneself from this loss. There are some who can come out of losses while everyone is losing.